SBS Radio.
Yeah, that's right. It's coming up again. Of course, this is the second election in Israel this year. And the last one was very close. And, of course, Benjamin Netanyahu couldn't get a majority coalition together following the election. Hence, Israel is back at the polls. We've got 4 pages of the election preview in our edition this week. Of course, the latest is that according to Israeli Channel 11 survey released just last week, the Blue and White Party stands to win 32 seats and Likud 31. So you can't get too much closer than that. And of course, anything can happen on election day. The mostly Arab joint list party is polling next at 10 seats, and the right-wing Yamina and Israel Beitenu parties each are predicted to stand to win 9 seats.
It's all a games of seats. It depends who will be able to form a coalition government, because no one, even if blue and white with Gantz and Lapid get, let's say, 34 seats and they can't form a coalition, it's no good. But if Netanyahu get 31 seats or 32 seats and he is able to form a coalition, he can form next government. So it's quite complicated with the system in Israel.
Yeah, and it's pretty impossible to predict what will happen at this election that is different from the last election. Include some new policies. Benjamin Netanyahu has promised this time to apply Israeli sovereignty over settlements in the Jordan Valley straight after the election if he wins. The Jordan Valley in particular, which is home to about 9,000 settlers. Also looming in the background is the key relationship between Benjamin Netanyahu and US President Donald Trump. So that's apparently a big talking point behind the scenes and in the public campaigns in Israel at the moment. And blue and white strategy at the moment in the final stretch of campaigning appears to be highlighting the corruption cases against Benjamin Netanyahu and focusing on his likely reliance on the far right and religious parties once again if he heads the next coalition.
And we are talking to Shane Desiatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to Shalom Australia on SBS with Nitza Lowenstein, broadcasting around Australia. Shane, what else is happening in the Jewish community around Australia?
The Anti-Defamation Commission is condemning a decision to pick Dr. Salman Abu Sitta, a Palestinian academic who has likened Israel's treatment of Palestinians to the Holocaust. He's due to give this year's Edward Said Memorial Lecture next month at the University of South Australia. And he's also due to speak on a topic called BDS for the Writer of Return at Sydney's Redfern Town Hall on October the 9th. Abu Sitta is the founder and president of Palestine Land Society, a London-based group. In 2017, at a conference in Ireland on the topic of, quote, Israel's right to exist, he described Israeli policies as, quote, apartheid and, quote, the most comprehensive ethnic cleansing operation in history. The Anti-Defamation Commission chair, Davir Abramovich, told us this week, why is the University of South Australia offering, quote, the bully pulpit to a speaker who has cast Israel as a Nazi state and who charges that the Palestinians are modern-day Auschwitz inmates enduring a Holocaust at the hands of the Israelis? There is nothing, he said, more odious and insidious than associating Hitler's victims with the monstrous perpetrators, a demonizing tactic, he said, that diminishes the suffering and industrialized extermination of the Shoah.
On the other side of the coin, there is another organization called Hand in Hand, which actually is doing a lot to enhance relationship between Palestinians and Israelis.
Yeah, so this is actually a large network of schools in Israel that is run by Hand in Hand. And at these schools, lessons are taught in Arabic and Hebrew, and students are both Jewish and Muslim Israelis. Been going since 1997 and increased from just a few hundred kids to now more than 2,000 Jewish and Arab children. Last week, a participant, Palestinian Israeli, a citizen of Israel, Shadar Edris Mansour, joined the hand-in-hand international director Noah Yama, a Jewish Israeli, in Australia to talk about the amazing work of this network of schools. And Shada actually made a decision to enroll her own daughter, May, at one of these schools. After seeing firsthand the positive impact, she is now a community organizer at their school in Kfar Saba. And that's where she met Noah. And Noah and her are now great friends. And Noah told us, the idea is we're not waiting for someone from above to say, oh, there is peace now, we'll live together. No, she said, we're just creating the world we want to live in now. And if that world doesn't exist around us,